time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yeah. Aha. Black History Year, still going strong. Shout out to the ladies. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, man.
All the ladies in the house. The ladies. Yeah, the ladies.
Man. Yeah.
Come all on, the ladies let in me the hear place. You say,
With style and grace. Yeah, you know what I mean? Oh, shit. Yeah, man. That's that early club. Get, you know what I mean? Let's get it growing.
Mm-hmm. It's 50th anniversary of hip hop. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I see y'all. I see your ladies out there.
To the girl in the green, don't be so mean.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
He's on the other side like these niggas is old.
Dog. Man, that might be a theme this episode. Because I'm not going to lie. I embrace it, dog. I have embraced it. I do peep it, though. And I'm peeping. I peep it quite a bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just see it a lot. You know, it's a bunch of different things I want to talk about, but I do see it a lot, and I'm happy. Like, that's the thing, and it's so funny, because getting older, I'm 45, right? I never really perceived what 45 would be. Mm-hmm. I don't even think the 45 of today is the 45 of what I was a young kid. Right. You know, like, that was a different type of dude. That motherfucker had some slacks on, some hard bottoms. He had a, you know what I mean, might have had a briefcase, you know, if that's, you know what I mean? Or, you know, but it definitely, the aesthetic was different. The demeanor was serious. At least I saw that. At least that's what I saw, right? But like many cats that get to this age or get older, you know, I do find myself feeling some of them saying, some of that slick talk niggas say, you know, look, it's either get old or the other option is, you know, you don't want that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's either you're aging or you're dying, you know? And you know what I'm saying? But I do see, you know, I'm on the other side of the generational divide. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the north side of the 50 years of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, and not just hip hop, but just culture in general. And I see that shit. I see these wars being fought. Like, not even wars, but these little arguments going on social media and shit like that, man. Mm-hmm. And I will say this one thing that I've peeped. The beauty of being young is you do have a lot of energy to argue bullshit. You got a whole lot more energy and capacity to just go back and forth. Like, I see it. Sometimes I'm disappointed, but I don't really engage. I'm like, oh, that's a terrible take. You know what I'm saying? But then I realize, oh, they just got here. You know what I'm saying? I'm that motherfucker. I don't even want to be dismissive or condescending, but I do realize that there's different perspective that you have the longer you've been around. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but yeah, I've been peeping because I want to talk about a couple things as we get into it. But like, it's just a lot of generational skirmishes, I'll say this, the kind of, you know, I've just been seeing a lot of shit, you know, particularly I've seen a lot of shit. I've noticed the shift in the reception of Chris Rock. You know what I'm saying? Like, I peeped that, like, this weekend.
What do you mean,
like,
though?
Oh, it's a lot of, like, it's a lot of people that just, like, it's funny. There's a legion of people that just feel like he ain't funny. He ain't, like, they don't even understand how he is who he is. You know, there's people that feel like he got a special because he got slapped. You know, there's people that just view the material differently. You know, like, Chris been doing this shit special-wise since 96. You know, so that's a long time. And the thing about comedy is, which is, you know, interesting and scary sometimes is how comedy ages. It don't really age that well, and certain tropes kind of become passe. And, you know, it's just like, if you're not careful, you'll be out of style. You know what I'm saying? No, it's true. Or you better have a good-ass fan base before you get out of style, you know?
Right.
Mm. So it's just a lot of the reception that I've seen. But then also, I think that, you know, people have these, they're introduced to different people in various ways. So if you introduce to somebody in a way that's like, I always feel like when you go on that internet, particularly like, you know, things like Twitter or whatever, I think oftentimes when you get some shit, that pot has already been stirred before they gave it to you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little turbulent. All the context might not be there. And it's just like, be mad at this or look at this shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's the prompt. You know what I'm saying? The prompt is always like, you know, I won't say, well, I guess outrage or whatever, right? I mean, speaking of his special selective outrage, it's a lot of that. It's a lot of that. And I've talked about this shit over years and years. Outrage definitely does well. You know what I mean? A lot of people get outraged for attention. But anyway, one of the things that's kind of, because I was talking to a friend of mine, shout out to my man Relly, Younger Cat, you know what I'm saying? We chop it up a bit, and he's a big comedy fan. He's a funny dude. And, I was like, yo, we talk about this is before his special drop. And I was like, yo, it feel like, not only did it feel like not a lot of people were talking about it, which I kind of made my own assumption was it's because he wasn't doing no press. And I think because he wasn't doing no press because he didn't want to have to answer to the whole slap shit. He wanted to speak on it in his special and let that be what it is.
Right.
So it felt like a lot of people weren't really speaking on it. Or the anticipation didn't feel as big as it could have been or should have been. Anyway, I was like, you know, also, I'm seeing like there's a shift in how people speak on them. You know what I mean? And there's been a shift on Chappelle too, or whatever. But like there's a shift on Rock. I was like, damn, this is interesting. And he was like, well, I think a lot of it has to do with there was this comedy special somewhat. Basically, it was a roundtable talk called Talking Funny that came out quite a few years ago on HBO. I'm going to find out exactly what year it came out. Probably at least 10 years ago, I would say. But it was Ricky Gervais, Jerry Seinfeld, Chris Rock, and Louis C.K., right? And anyway, in the clip, I'm not sure if you've seen the clip, but it came out 2011. Not sure if you've seen the clip, but how it's cut, basically, I think he's like, I forget the prompt, but I forget the initial thing, but it's just like, he's the worst of it all. He's the worst of this.
Mm-hmm.
And so Louis was like, so you're saying I'm a nigger? You know what I'm saying? He's like, yeah, you definitely a nigger. You know what I mean? And they going back and forth. You can see Seinfeld's like, I don't think this is funny. You know what I'm saying? And then Louis's like, well, me and him talking to Chris, we say nigger on stage. He's like, you say nigger at home talking to Ricky Gervais or whatever. He was like, I don't believe you say nigger at home. And then Seinfeld, I don't believe you say it at all. Seinfeld was like, yeah, I just don't. You know, I've never really looked to see what the funny was, and then I don't never really want to explore it. So that was kind of the clip. And I remember seeing that shit.
I've seen it floating around.
Yeah. I remember seeing that, and I was like, oh, you know, it's tough. Yeah, you know what I mean? It was one of those, everybody
nigga.
Get a bad day. Exactly. Everybody have a bad day. Everybody like, ooh-wee. You know.
He leaned down too heavy with it for me. He was way too.
Who, Louis or Chris?
Chris. He was, he was way too comfy, you know what I'm saying, with his homies.
Yeah. It was tough. It was a tough watch. It was tough watch, as they say. You know what I mean? And I was just like, But it was one of those things, especially like when you're a fan of somebody, you know, like they are moments that are, as they say, cringe, right? You know, moments where you just like, I wish I didn't see that. I wish that didn't happen. There's albums that you wish never came out. You know, shit like, go ahead.
No, I was saying. I wasn't saying nothing in addition.
So, like, it was one of those. So that, you know, I fuck with with Chris, obviously. It's one of my favorites. Right. So I was like, ooh. You know what I mean? But I kind of blocked it out. I was like, damn, I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, and I'm thinking about my own circle. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, I hope these niggas don't feel carte blanche in my circle. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not with all of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, which is always a dance too, because you're dealing with speech and creativity and all of that shit. And it's just like, now you want to be Morgan Freeman? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the deal? But yeah, some shit is just boundaries. Some shit I just don't fuck with, and I might look tight or whatever the fuck. But anyway, so that recirculated, and obviously it was just a clip, so that was just what it was. And then, you know, it's just this, the narrative of caping for white people and all of this type of shit. So it kind of put, you know, his FICO in the culture was a little smudged. You know what I'm saying? His cultural credit took a hit. You know what I mean? Especially amongst these young kids, that's like one of their first introductions to him. They might not have been there for Bring the Pain and that other shit. And even that, even that in recent years as it's going around, like Bring, you know, Niggas versus Black People, like, you know, 20 plus years later, it's looked at with a different lens. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I was just like, damn. So like after when I watched, you know, he had a special. I don't know. Did you see his special at all? Selective Outrage?
Nah, selectively didn't watch.
Ah. Oh, so you might be on that team. You might be on that side. Oh, all right. Well, shit, nigga.
No, I ain't on a side. I ain't on a side.
Talk to me.
I mean, even the clips that came out, plus that clip you're talking about, plus, you know what I'm saying, you start adding up other shit, you know what I'm saying? You start hearing some of the, you know what I'm saying, inside baseball shit, you know, it starts to come off as, you know, his takes, you know what I'm saying? It seemed like he took all of the hot takes from the internet, from his white supporters, and made all of the bits out of them. That's how I felt. But you know what I'm saying? It seemed like he was like, he just felt on the wrong side of black. You know what I'm saying? And that's just to me. I didn't watch the whole thing, but just the way he moved and the way he's, you know what I'm saying, responded to the slap, in my own personal opinion. I have no, everybody got their own opinion about the slap and all that shit. And I don't, and I'm not taking no side in that, because I went in their business. But it's just like the reaction is what I'm talking about. So the reaction just felt more on the side of white than it did like any take that I would, you know, buy into.
In what way? Because I got one part for sure that I could point out that I would.
I mean,
agree with
I guess you start with the, you know what I'm saying, we don't fight in front of white people. I had parents, you know what I'm saying? It was a couple other ones that I had seen on Twitter before when it was all going down. Because, you know, you're watching it, you're watching the narrative as it's going down. And then, you know, it's rare that you have black people and white people kind of debating the same shit outside of politics. You know what I'm saying? Like on black Twitter. It like, usually that type of shit don't appear on your feed, in your algorithm. But since it was, you know, two of the biggest stars in the country, you know what I'm saying, it appeared on everybody's feed. And so you could see what, you know, some of the people, you know what I'm saying, from that side of town was thinking and feeling. And, you know what I'm saying, why would he do such a thing, da 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 da. And then
he could have,
like,
killed him.
Right. Yeah. It's like respectability politics. And it feels like Bring the Pain and all that didn't feel like respectability politics. You know what I'm saying? This shit do. You know what I mean? Then after seeing the you know, him in the circle of white boys talking about niggas, you know what I'm saying? You add all that together, you know what I'm saying? Then, you start seeing him being the black friend and all of the Adam Sandler movies and shit like that. It starts to be like, man, I don't know, cuz. But again, that man, I ain't mad at how he made his money. I ain't mad at his group of friends or him playing the roles that he needed to play. I'm tripping more on the respectability politics of his positions.
Yeah. No, I see that. I can see that. I definitely didn't feel like I don't fight in front of white people was a mic drop moment, because that definitely, when that whole shit came out, that was definitely a line of demarcation in how people looked at it. Mm-hmm. You know, it was people that were like, fuck the fact that white people's watching. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit don't got nothing to do with nothing. You know what I mean? Right. Like, if you handle your business. Whatever you're going to do, right, handle your business. Don't let that be the, you know, it's white folks watching. Fuck the, you know, the white gaze or whatever. And, right, but then there was other people on the other side like, y'all can't believe y'all doing that. At that, you know, that fancy place. And, you know, right, I don't know why I got them sounded like slaves. And, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, it was interesting. I watched this special. And I'm not going to get into a whole lot of critique, and I don't, you know me, I don't, mm-hmm, really like to always critique, right, comedians and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Right,
I
feel right, like.
But overall, I enjoyed parts of it. I enjoyed most of it. You know what I mean? I had some laughs. It started off a little slow. Got in the middle, it picked up, and, you know, the ending when he goes in on the whole Will and Jada situation, I appreciate it because it felt very cathartic. Mm-hmm. You know, like you could tell he was getting that shit off his chest. That was like real deal therapy. He let that shit bottled up for the whole, you know, I mean, he's not bottled up. He's performing it night after night. I'm not sure to what extent, but, you know, he's processing the thoughts, but he was out the media. He no quotes. He didn't, you know, he didn't speak to Will from what I gather, you know, and he let that shit fly. And you can tell. What I also appreciated about it, too, is, like, you could feel, it was palpable, you know? Like, you could fucking feel the rage, you know what I mean? Like, I'm pissed off about this shit, and this is why, and blah, 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 and a lot of the same shit that everybody else has said, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't just me, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. You know, I was the motherfucking, I guess, the straw that broke the camel's back, or I was the scapegoat, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That was some bitch-ass shit. Like, you know, and to see him get that shit off, it was interesting in a couple ways. One, it was interesting. Like, you see that motherfucker was really overcome with emotion. Like, he started to get the little white spittle on the side of his mouth. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? At the end of the shit, where he's, like, you can see his eyes was watering a little bit. I appreciate the fact that, you know, obviously, it could have been a stunt to get people to pay attention or mm-hmm. watch it, make it an event. But I appreciate the fact that it was live, because part of me feels like had it been taped, some of that shit might have got edited out. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? They would have defanged mm-hmm. how he felt, and it would have just been like, you know what I mean? It probably would have been, On the other side of that, it's unfortunate, particularly the Will Smith shit, and even all of the stuff beforehand. Shout out to my homie Nikki P, because she kind of made a real good point about the fact that, you know, especially with social media, everybody got to take immediately after anything happens. And it's been a year. So, you know, a news cycle in today's world is, if 24 hours, 72 hours, that shit topic is often burnt out. 300 damn near 65 days, even if the shit happened to you, it's like, get over it, my guy. Nobody wanted the motherfucker. We've been heard about this shit. Like, you the motherfucking the party that was slapped. And it kind of comes across after the fact. There's that, and also some of the topics, you know, she was saying some of the topics felt like they just been, you know, you've heard people have takes on this, because I think nowadays this cycle of comedy, and not even just comedy, but just takes and blogs and podcasts and everything gets, you know, should we do this week to week to week to week to week, you know what I'm saying? So things get, you know, turned around fast, and everybody's like, you know, oh yeah, I heard a take on that, I seen that. So a lot of this shit has kind of almost been beaten to ground, whereas like because what I realized, and I thought, and that was an interesting point, because I thought maybe it was because I was a comedian. It's a long time since I've seen a special where I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. You know, I liked Rothaniel from an aesthetic look, and it was, you know, it was poignant because it was personal or whatever. But like, it's been a while. I liked The Closer was solid. But it's been a while since I was like blown the fuck away. And I was like, maybe it's because I'm looking at it with different eyes, you know. Mm-hmm. it also made me think, now that we in this situation where there's so many, everything is, so many things are niche. Mm-hmm. It's so few, like you were just saying, it's very, like now we, you know, we got our own neighborhoods. I say algorithms are the new neighborhoods. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? What's going on your algorithm might not be going on my algorithm. And the fact that you were like, yo, you know, I seen white people and black people talking about the same topic, that felt rare, right? Because mm-hmm. now everything's so niche, it's so segmented. Before, in the days of, old nigga alert, but before the days of when it was like 6 to 10 channels, stories were big stories. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because if you wasn't watching channel 2, you was watching channel 4. You know what I'm saying? Like it was just what it was. Everybody talking about Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. Everybody talking about OJ. Everybody, and even that, like revisiting OJ is kind of interesting too, because that's one of the, I don't want to say one of the last, but that's one of those huge big moments. So like when he's talking about like Meghan Markle, I'm one of these people, even though I do think that it's kind of one of the broader topics as of late, the whole mm-hmm. royal family, you know, I never really got the fascination with the royal family, but like I tune out, but a lot of people are into that shit. So it was just why it was interesting to watch what topics he was using as tentpole topics to speak about mm-hmm. that you could bring in a whole bunch of people. Like right. I think now like even having a big audience as a comedian isn't like what it used to be. A big audience is different now. Right. Like a big, you could have a great audience that'll help you sell out an arena and all of that shit, but it might not be like, it might not be another like Eddie Murphy type mm-hmm. for a while. Or if, I don't know, you know. And the last thing I say, as far as the, you know, we talking about the I guess white side of the culture or the perception, this was one of the things that kind of threw me. For him to, like, when he's talking about woke culture, mm-hmm. just odd, because he, you know, as a black dude, you know, woke has been co-opted by white people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Right-leaning white people. Did he
mention that in the piece? In his...
He didn't say that. No, he was kind of speaking to woke as how they've made it, where it's mm-hmm. PC and all of this other shit, which is not what it has been. That shit is to right. be on point, to be attuned. You know what I'm saying? Right. To be, you know what I mean? Keep right. your third eye, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
but see, that's what I'm saying. He just on the he over there yeah. with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I don't know if that's off or it's just age. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Look, I'm not even here to throw nobody no bail. I don't even right. want to go super deep into it. But yeah, I definitely see that. I can understand that. You know what I mean? And yeah.
But you said it, though. You already said it as you were talking. You know what I'm saying? When you want to draw in the bigger audiences, which obviously that's what he was attempting to do. You know what right. I'm saying? You got Netflix. You're going to hold this information for this special. You're going to hold it to the end of the special. You know what I'm saying? It happened on the biggest, whitest stage in Hollywood. They dropped the special the week before Oscars this year. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, so it mm-hmm. could lead up into it. That'll be the talk going into mm-hmm. the Oscars this year. You know what I mean? I think it was purposely built to galvanize a bigger, wider audience that he may have found in the aftermath of the slap, right? So yeah. this is opportunity to jump from wherever you're at to whatever number comes after that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yesterday's price ain't today's price. I'm trying to do these big-ass goddamn stadiums and arenas and shit, get my shit to the top. You know what I mean? Ride with this audience that's riding with me. And but, you know, it seems very, you know, strategic, and, you know, it's like it don't feel organic. It don't it feels like he's playing to the white talking points. And, you know, I ain't mad at it, but I ain't rolling with it. I ain't excited about it, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, then, you know, you add all of the other elements, and it's kind of like, I'm cool, you know what I mean? Mm. And I fuck with Chris Rock, you know what I'm saying, previously. So, previously.
Man, I wish you had
Power.
Seen it. Yeah, right.
I'm gonna watch it.
There are some bars on there. There's some funny lines and shit like that.
I'm not saying I'm boycotting the shit. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Right. It just wasn't pressed.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was coming out. I'm gonna tell you like this. This is the real. If y'all wanna know the
real. Tell us the real.
This is how the shit went. I didn't find out the shit was coming on till probably like Saturday night, 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what the fuck I was doing Saturday night, 8 o'clock, nigga? I was watching BMF. And I had motherfucking Snowfall on cue. So I wasn't about to throw the vibe off to watch Chris Rock.
Oh man, he don't even mix. He don't even mix in the DJ set right now, huh?
Nah, I'm like, okay, this come on at 10. Nah, I ain't gonna make it, brother. It's about 8:30. Yeah. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, get me a little snack going. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Pour me a little drink. You know, give me, you know what I'm saying? So I might not sit in the chair till around about 9:15. So that ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, I hear that. I understand. I didn't see it live. I was out performing, so I saw it after the fact. I kind of wanted to see it live, like as in the, you know, in the moment or whatever. But it was what it was. I still appreciate it. I guess we could talk about it, but later on we're gonna really get into it. But back to that whole generational shit. I was telling you about the, you know, the olds and the youngs beefing. There's been another little back and forth going on. Niggas is trying to compare Snowfall to The Wire. And it is funny because, like, I think The Wire is a better show. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I think Snowfall is fucking great. It's tough, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's interesting. Sometimes I don't even like to compare these type of things. But I guess they, you know, shows that deal with, you know, drugs and shit like that. You know, I think what happened with one of the things, shout out to Bomani Jones on Game Theory. He puts out these little clips where kind of, I guess, between setups, sees somebody in the audience ask him a question. So he had his take. And part of his take was pretty interesting. You know what I mean? He was just like, I'm paraphrasing, but basically it was The Wire dealt well with the humanity of the situation of, you know, drug dealing in the game and all of that shit. Where Snowfall, he says, Snowfall has great actors giving great performances, but sometimes the writing is not that good in a way where he'll be like, damn, wait a minute, a fucking tiger? Like, you know what I mean? He made the point. He's like, wait, a tiger is in season, episode 3 of the season? Will Franklin is a cliffhanger? Like, nigga, you know, that type of thing. Which I agree with that.
We talked about that.
Yeah, we talked about all of that, jumping the shark. But I will say this, and I want to know what you think. I will say this, though. And obviously, I think it's a case of recency bias. If you've seen both of them, some people, that, you know what I mean? And again, The Wire came out like 03, 05 or something like that. And I think over the pandemic, I attempted to do like a rewatch. And already it's tough for me to do any type of rewatch when I know that shit is 5 seasons. That's a whole lot of commitment. But just the way that shit is shot is dated now. Like, it's, I don't want to say it's standard definition or whatever, but it's like,
you know what I mean?
Like, it's the box, it's a square box. It's amazing once you get into it, but it's jarring a little bit. It's like, God, it's like seeing an old picture or hearing your voice on an answering machine. Like, what the fuck? But I haven't watched it back in a while, but I could just, in my mind, because I remember watching it, why it was a whole nother situation, especially how many different stories they told and how well they told it, blah, blah, blah. It was ill. It was ill. And it felt like this is also back in the days when shit wasn't as segmented. Felt like even though the motherfuckers ain't get no Emmys and shit like that, it just still felt like everybody was watching that shit. You know what I'm saying? At least by the third, fourth season. But what's your thoughts on that?
Well, two different POVs, right?
Uh-huh.
And again, it's not that it's unfair, but with John Singleton kind of out of the picture, you know, after his, you know, his death, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? You can't really tell where Snowfall would have went, you know what I mean?
Right,
had he
right.
been more, you know what I'm saying, locked in with it. So, you know, I won't go too hard on Snowfall. Mm-hmm. But the thing about it is, there's two points of views. It's like we talk about a lot of times why the Snowfall fell short, because it's like a lot of the lifestyle, a lot of the humanity had been kind of cut out of the show after like season two-ish, you know what I'm saying? Three maybe, you know? And then it became more about Franklin clocking his dollars and you know what I'm saying? And it became very focused on Franklin and his spoiled brat needs and wants, right? So you didn't get as much of the culture and the lifestyle and how it was really affecting the communities and black people. The Wire, aside of season two when they was on the docks, you know, it was on the block. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit was based on the block and what the kids on the block was going through, you know what I'm saying? What the hustlers on the block was going through, negotiation between the plug and the co-op and the weight. And you know what I'm saying? The price of the brick done went up when Marlo, you know what I'm saying, neutralized mm-hmm. the situation. So
different sides of town. Yeah.
It kept a lot of real elements throughout it mm-hmm. without it feeling like they were trying too hard to do anything. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? It felt like it was well-researched and developed.
Mm-hmm.
Snowfall, the last couple of seasons, feels very shallow in its writing and its depth. You know what I mean? You don't see a whole lot of the culture one. Then again, you know, we're getting thrown all of these little ancillary characters that meant nothing to the growth of this thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, who, what are these, what are you going to bring the DEA people back in the picture? Come on, man, you niggas. And they got a crew of about six people. Like,
yeah.
And they roll in every scene. Like, what, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're a little, little mini SWAT team on their own. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They could have kept the one dude we knew and a partner. You know what I'm saying? And, like,
lean.
Yeah, yeah. We need six people. You know what I'm saying? On his team. We don't need, you know what I'm saying, KGB. And, you know, we all for a loop. You know what I'm saying? Now the KGB is fighting the USA and the goddamn Contras and, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of that, but none of that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you funding this war. We ain't seen the war in three seasons. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We ain't seen many drops. You know what I mean? We hear about them. Ain't nobody been in the jungle in a minute. You know, we don't know what's going on with that war.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We don't even know who president is. Who the president
right.
is.
Right.
Yeah, nah.
Nah,
yeah.
We don't even know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All we saying is Franklin shooting at his family. Come on, man. Like, that's what it's going to boil down to. I get it. You know what I'm saying? That's what happened. But, I mean, it's a lot of layers that were left on the table. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. And then to that point, you can't see. It is unfair because Singleton didn't get to complete the mission, unfortunately. And it does feel like a lot of shit has been abandoned and certain shit has been shoehorned. Mm-hmm. Feel like they might even look back at the treatment or the log line and was like, oh, right. We talking about, you know, the war. You know what I'm saying? The whole, how they were funding Iran-Contra and all this other shit. So it's like, let's show that, or let's get into that. And honestly, to your point, I don't think that many motherfuckers really care. We're gonna talk about it in a little bit, but there was one whole scene that, while it was cool, we could have got some other shit off. We could have done some other shit. But
what was that?
It was the shit with the and I don't even know what happened when they went to Costa Rica. when they went to Costa Rica just last minute, Teddy and Oso.
Oh, yeah, man. Go, hey, man, get you know the what fuck.
Mean? Meet up I with mean, the little drop squad. And that mean, shit.
Come on, was, man.
That felt like a whole different television show. And that, yeah.
That shit was from the Power Universe, my nigga.
Yeah, it was just weird. And then they back on the jet. Right. They back on the jet like 25 hours later. Yeah.
Come on, that man. That shit was weird. They got more niggas in the DEA crew than the crew that came to steal the goddamn shipment of arms, man. Mm-hmm. They rolled up about three niggas and two pistols. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, come on.
Yeah.
Goddamn. Jerome them got Uzis to the T. This is a fucking arm shipment. They come with three or four motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Teddy shot them all by himself. Pow, pow, pow.
Quick. Yeah. We didn't waste no artillery.
Nope.
You know?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He was practicing in the mirror.
Yeah. Teddy, a bad shooter. I ain't gonna lie. That's one thing that I give him, boy. I mean, you know, just like the NBA, he's a hell of a shooter. Like the motherfucking John Paxson with that pistol. But it felt shoehorned then. It felt shoehorned. It felt like a totally different episode or even a totally different show. It's like two different shows going on in the same episode.
I mean, we might as well go ahead and get to it.
I mean, shit. We can talk about it. We're here.
Yeah, because, all right, this particular episode, man. Well, I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Leon being in Africa, it probably went two segments too long. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. I think we got the point. You know what I'm saying? They they got married. Shit. You know, they sat down, had a conversation. I got to go back home. No real reason. No nothing that set him off. He didn't get a fucking telegram. No, he, you know what I'm saying? No carrier Spider pigeon.
Yeah.
I need to go back to the ghetto. Fuck all of this.
Save my people.
Fuck all this love. People. Oh, he saw the poster on the wall, the little painting on the wall or whatever.
That was
lazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was like, they could have had a different kind of epiphany. You know what I'm saying? Like, we could have, as much time as they spent in Africa, they could have gave Leon a better epiphany. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They spent all that time him looking for goddamn Wanda.
Right.
Actually, this nigga was walking through Africa for about 5 minutes. Nigga, he went about. This was not.
Like, all right.
This was not the Power Universe. This was not Tariq, nigga. That nigga walked with them chucks through buildings, through back stages, back. Then he was back in the world. Like, I don't understand. He walked through a building, then he was just all of a sudden in the world. Like, damn. This shit, okay.
Yeah.
They got a magic trick. So, in Africa, which was good to see, you know what I'm saying? Like most movies and shows where the character want to go back to Africa, they never make it. Well, we never see it. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm going to give a nod to the producers over there at Snowfall. They actually paid for the trip to Africa, you know what I'm saying? and made it happen. Took two actors and rode on out. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Like Nas's dream fulfilled from Belly.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Tommy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Tommy. Sincere.
Sincere's dream. You know what I'm saying? So they made it. You know what I mean?
Right.
They got over there. They didn't give them no real storyline over there. Similar to Cuba. You know what I'm saying? Niggas just got to Cuba. What you doing in Cuba? Right. Drinking coffee? Damn.
Right.
You know, so they bought some souvenirs and then came home. Wanda, you know what I'm saying? Suck it up, shit. You know what I'm saying? I know everybody back home think you're a crackhead whore, but shit, suck it up.
Come on back. Come on back.
They didn't give the nigga enough real reason to go.
He
back.
Had his lady there. He got all the potential of a new life. Is right there, and he doing good. You know what I'm saying? He probably got some bread. He's killing them out there in Ghana. I also felt like just on, I guess, a little bit of a shoehorn thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long they went to Africa for, but I feel like, we don't know.
You said a few months.
Okay. I felt like as good as it was to see this, and it made for a really great shot. Mm-hmm. The whole going through the door, that shit seemed like something you do week one in Africa. Like mm-hmm. everybody I know that be going to Ghana, they go to the door immediately. Like that's the especially from America, that's when you want to get the story. You mm-hmm. go there, that is, you know what I'm saying? That's like you fucking been in America all this time. Now on your 2 days before you go home, you know what? Let's go to see Statue of Liberty. Or let's go, you know what I mean? Let's go to fucking Empire State. But like that, if you want some tourist shit, mm-hmm. do that shit immediately. That right. was a little out of order, but I get it. You want right. to capture that. You want to show the people. I thought that was kind of cool.
Right. But, oh, yeah. So they had been there a few months, and they finally made it to the door.
Right. You know what I'm
saying? I guess that was his epiphany. But it was disconnected. One thing mm-hmm. that I did think about the door shot, every picture that I see of the door, it seemed like the water is like right there under the goddamn door.
I thought you could walk right out. Shit. Right. Yeah, good thing I saw that because I'd have fucked around and broke my neck.
You broke your whole ankle, fuck around, jumping out the door.
With the door, yeah, thinking it was all good. Right. Yeah, just, oh, man.
So that was like, because I'm talking about, I got friends with pictures of that at their house, yes. You know what I'm saying, seen yeah. some. And then even after the show, somebody was in Ghana at the door, you know what I'm saying, on my Facebook. Mm-hmm. I'm mm-hmm. like, damn, it looked like the water is just right there outside yes. the door.
Yeah.
That's a whole big-ass field in front of
it. And it's a drop, Pop. Right. Don't even play yourself. Right. Like, yeah, that shit. Yeah, you got to go around.
I'm thinking yeah. they pulled the boat up right there and just stuffed your ass in it.
Right. Yeah.
That shit was crazy.
Yeah, that shit was crazy, man. That's just a testament to how much we don't know of the history of our people. Oh, it's terrible, man. Motherfuckers ain't even know about the exit. Oh, man, the corridor. They even have all of the specs. They ain't got no real walkthrough knowledge. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, ain't that a bitch. But, yeah, so they bring it on back to the house.
Mm-hmm.
It was a funny little episode, man. It was not even bittersweet. It was some moments, man. It was like you could tell it's not an invincibility cloak, but you know, like when you playing Pac-Man and after you eat one of them little power pellets, mm-hmm. you could kind of move through, you know what I'm saying, with no real harm done to you until that shit wear out. Like, mm-hmm. it felt like Leon and to some degree Wanda, but particularly Leon had a little bit of like, nah, you got 48 hours to explore the community, speak with everybody. You know, even Franklin kind of talked to it at the very end. Like, yo, if you about to be back to this shit, nigga, you going to have to pick a side. You know, mm-hmm. all this wandering, seeing everybody somewhat gracious as they can be. You know, D, like, look, as long as you ain't in my lane, we cool. You right. know, Jerome and Louis laughed at the nigga. Like, man, take this dumb shit along with you. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
They just ruined Jerome and Louis, dog.
Oh, man, they got them. Yeah, they got them real bitter and salty.
These niggas ain't got no cultural sense, no nothing. They don't give a fuck. No. They at war.
Take the silly shit with you.
Yeah, D, you know what I'm saying, is sunning Leon at will, but he gave him some grace because, you know what I'm saying, been away for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga Leon left Africa and went back to the projects.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You going back to the project? Well, nigga, that's the only place I got to go to.
Yeah, you know, so was it you that was saying this shit? Nah, somebody was talking to somebody, and it was just like, it was made a point where it was like, the fact that he getting all this money but still lives in the project, it's in the project where he running the shit. I mean, depends on how much money he was getting, because, I mean, it ain't the most uncommon shit, but it was just like, and it was just kind of whack to see him bringing home his trunk from Africa.
Why was that whack?
Not whack, but it just felt like certain shit shouldn't come back. You know what I'm saying? Like, and this is the other thing. It felt like a lot of foreshadowing too. In my mind, something got to give. I'm hoping, but I just don't think it's going to happen. I'm hoping that him and Wanda could get back on that flight, like Franklin said. Get their ass back to Africa immediately.
Leon is not making it back to Africa, nigga.
He ain't making it to the airport.
They had one budget for Africa, nigga. This spunt. This nigga is stuck in
they
LA.
They can't green screen him, though, at back into a cry. They can't get a little cry green screen.
That man drugged that trunk back to America, nigga. That's not going back, man.
And I think that was the symbolism of it, but it was also like when she was like, and I got you something, and it just felt, even though it was a trunk, it didn't feel all that majestic, but she gave it to, Leon. That was for him. Right. But he brought the trunk back, which this is back in the day, I guess, because, I mean, nowadays, that's a whole lot of baggage fee, and it fucked your whole trunk up. But anyway, there's that. But then I'm also concerned for Wanda because Grams did her dirty. Did her dirty at the door. And typically, grandma's typically the last one that's holding you down. Like, that's the one that's going to keep a little bit of the faith. Yeah, and she at her wit's end talking about, yo, leave the shit on the doorknob when I close this on you.
Come on,
you on your way back to the pipe.
Nigga, you know Wanda was a full-on crackhead, man. Treated her grandma bad, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whooped her. Like, come on, man.
Did she? Did we see that?
I think we saw it. I can't recall it, but when she said it, I remembered it. I'm like, oh, shit, yeah, she did. You know what I'm saying? She was on that pipe, man. She was on that pipe. She was stealing. Yeah, that's when her and the next girl next door was running together for a little, little jump.
Mel.
Mm-hmm. Mel and her overnight slide from motherfucking girl next door to full on crack fiend.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Then she steals somebody's jewelry. Was it a grandmother's jewelry or somebody's jewelry?
Yeah,
that went
grandma.
To the thing?
She stole the pearls.
It was her grandmother's jewelry. Yeah, right.
Remember the grandma said it.
Yeah, but I thought she stole somebody else's shit too. I thought she
nothing stole a whole bunch of people's shit.
Okay, yeah. She went on like a binge.
Mel went from schoolgirl to full on crack fiend. No shoes, dirty feet, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
ain't took a bath in months, overnight, like literally 12 hours, nigga.
Yeah, and that was true. It was true, that shit. It had the motherfucking extra strength. But damn, it's just like they sitting ducks. You almost want to be like, get out.
Get out, really.
You know what I mean? Like, go ahead, get the fuck on, but it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad because I think they're going to get sacrificed to the game.
Yeah, I mean, it's so sad because he just dragging his little trunk through the projects.
Yeah, man.
Niggas is in full-on war mode and get money mode.
Sizing up his shit. Yo, I like that jacket. Think about to steal his mud cloth.
Man, this is where the conflict came in with lifestyle, right? First of all, these niggas not only trapping where they live, the nigga got bass head smoking in the house.
Yeah, it looks wild.
But then also got like strippers or something. Like the two things
smash.
It didn't match. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm. I guess that location budget, you know, got usurped fucking with Africa. So they had to, we got to do it all in one now.
Right, it's like usually do you have a place over on this side, and then they'll be trapping out of another one. But I guess they like fuck all that. That's not in the budget. D is not that important of a character.
He will be shot soon. Yeah.
So so I thought that was weird. You know what I'm saying? Him dragging the trunk through was definitely like a foreshadow of, you know, his hopes. All his hopes and dreams in this one case about to be just dismantled by, you know what I'm saying? The shit he helped start, you know, but then it was again. He go see all the people. He go see Franklin. They had a conversation. He go see Jerome and Louis, and you know they gave him the riot act, nigga.
You was never family. Damn, that was foul.
Like, was Jerome never just, that yeah. nigga just, he ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. he was the most lovable character on the show. Now he just ain't yeah. shit. Like, yeah. none of his codes and morals and ethics and, you know what I'm saying, nurturing yeah. behavior and attitudes yeah. matter no more. He has none of them same, you know what I'm saying, characteristics anymore. You know, he got left with old Jerome, his muscles and a jerry curl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, the second foreshadowing mm-hmm. was what you said about them, you know what I'm saying, disrespecting his gift. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Man, take this shit out of here, this bullshit, nigga.
Silly shit, yeah.
Like, yeah. Nah, it's yours. You know what I'm saying? They probably dropped it on the floor like they did the origami from my man. Scully. Oh, that's right. That's his mm-hmm. name, Scully. When Scully gave him the black origami. Mm.
Interesting. Yeah.
But that was Louis. Louis threw that shit uh-huh. on the ground. Disrespectful. Right, right. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Now Jerome get the mask. Disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And this is the type of shit I'm talking about. Y'all got all this budget to go to Costa Rica to fight mm-hmm. three niggas with pistols. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got all this money to have mm-hmm. DEA, follow DEA around and all this bullshit. But, nigga, it's like, what happened to some of these other fucking storylines, man? They just threw them away. Scully over there, you know what I'm saying? He ain't getting no play. You know? It's like, man, yeah. come on.
Kane. The Kane shit. Yeah, every other episode, it seemed like it's going to be with him. Peaches, we don't know if he coming back
Where
at all.
Where the fuck is Peaches? It's like, man, what's all that rehab Jerome went to for
yeah,
one day?
Yeah, that shit is over. Yeah, that's
you know what I'm saying? What happened to the white boy from last season? They had the whole, what happened to all that situation?
Yeah.
It's just like a lot of loose ends, a lot of yeah. loose goose storytelling and shit.
It's like they're throwing a bunch of new shit, so you forget about the old shit because they're not really going to resolve a lot of the old right. shit, unfortunately.
But they starting new shit that probably ain't going to get resolved.
Like, yeah, that's true.
We could have kept some of them black actors in the budget.
Mm-hmm. You got to pay for the Tiger from last season, though. That Tiger, he wasn't union.
Fuck that Tiger.
That Tiger out.
Fuck that Tiger.
Tiger was expensive.
Damn LSD trip ass shit. Nigga, what happened to the niggas from St. Louis, man? Did they get their dope?
I forgot all about them.
You know
yeah,
what I'm the deaf nigga waiting on his yeah. fucking dope so he could go home.
Oh, right. I thought you was talking about the niggas from Arkansas. Remember the niggas from Arkansas that they set
yeah,
up Louis?
The cousin.
You know? Yeah, what happened?
Them niggas
them,
just disappeared. Them niggas, oh, I don't even.
Shit. Oh, man.
All these storylines, they just opened up. They ain't. Why they even put them in the show if they weren't going to resolve the shit?
Yeah. I'm curious what they were left with when John died. Like,
you know what I mean?
Because I'm just like, this shit definitely seemed like they just had to put some shit together. Like, all right, wait. What's going on here? You know what I mean? Like, ooh, wee. Yeah. It's tough. It is tough, bro. But yeah. What else? Is anything
what
else?
What diamond at?
Where she at? Did you? Oh, I just peeped. I don't know if you saw this in the comments. I just peeped, and we talk about both back to back. But did you realize Black Diamond is Mabel?
It's who? Oh shit!
Yeah, ain't that crazy? Right in plain sight. I didn't even peep it. Hell yeah! Yes, nigga, ain't that crazy? That shit is wild. You killing it on both too. Well, she's dead now, but yeah. Well, God, ain't that wild? Hell yeah.
Speaking of Mabel.
Yeah. Right.
Shit. I forget who. That's wild. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Somebody in the comments shouted. I found out who that was. They were the one that pointed that out. I was like, oh shit. I totally didn't.
Yeah. And I said, what Black Diamond? I'm talking about where Dallas at. That's what I meant. I'm sorry, y'all.
You meant the other, yeah. The
one that's alive. The one that's alive mm-hmm, with the kids. Mm-hmm, yeah. Who got the kids now, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess we go ahead and get on this little commuter jet to Detroit.
Take it on out to the D.
Fly out like Teddy now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh. Well, in the D, old Mo can't seem to finish Lamar off, so I guess, you know what I'm saying? She going to be in a sticky situation in a second because he going to figure that shit out in a minute.
Wait, say that again? I missed that last. Say that one more time. What you say?
Okay, we're in Detroit now. Big Black Mafia family. Demetrius and Terry Flannery. You know, sub character Lamar is where we're focusing right now. Monique, Cash Doll, aka Monique, you know, has charged herself with exploiting Lamar's weaknesses for love and family. And, you know, to, I guess, kill him, get rid of him.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what's the deal.
Yeah, she's supposed to kill him so her daughter could come home and all that shit. You know, her and Meechan in it together. She told him she could pull it off.
Yeah, she keep getting cold feet.
Yeah, but I didn't know what the plan was. You going to shoot him in your house?
Don't make too much sense at all. Well, you know, I mean, this, you know, look, dog.
It
ain't got to make a whole lot of sense.
This is the 50 universe got down. Happened. Niggas just get rid of bodies.
Right. And he's, you know, known to be wild anyway. So she could plead the whole self-defense situation. Mm-hmm. That might go well. But I was under the impression that she was just, like, bringing him, luring him over there and hopefully letting Meech know, and Meech will pull up on him and then kill him. I didn't know she was the one that was supposed to pull the trigger. Because the first time she had him over there, she had the gun on her. Mm-hmm. And then when he leaves, she kind of put the gun back in the drawer. And then the second time, when he like, yo, let's take a bath together, which is crazy. Taking a bath with nigga with the shit bag.
Hey.
That shit, all them damn kidney beans in that tub is going to be disgusting.
I mean.
Yeah, nigga. That shit crazy.
Come on,
you got that's a different type of love and affection.
Yeah, nigga. You know what I mean? Nobody want to burp your motherfucking bag, nigga.
All that. Put a cork in that bitch or something, because this shit here is crazy. We shouldn't, I don't understand how that even. You gotta be really, your G gotta be strong. If you talk about, yo, let's take a bath, and you know you got a colostomy bag on you. You know what I'm saying? let's lay up in some waters. Some
I mean, I don't even know what his plan was, because, you know what I'm saying? Last time he tried, it wasn't cracking on that.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. But,
then he had to go, you know what I'm saying? Go fuck some motherfuckers up and kill a couple niggas, because he can't get hard.
Yeah, ain't that a bitch? That's his Viagra, is just human casualties. They gotta come home fresh off a body to catch a stiffy.
Yeah, but the trivia is like how colorist they have Meech in the show. You know what I'm saying? And I know it probably was a thing back in that time. But it just seems very, very anti now to have Meech calling somebody black and crunchy rather, not like crusty and like.
I forgot, you know, that. Who do he call that?
He talking about Lamar. He called him crunchy and crusty, and you know what I'm saying. You're black and ugly. You know what I'm saying. Like, damn, that's not even no gangster shit to be, you know, your crusty self. Yeah. It's weird, how they do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so moving on down the line. Oh, Mr. Charles.
Yeah, Sloppy Joe. Sloppy Joe. He doing too much.
Speaking of getting it working.
Ain't that a bitch.
Mr. Charles done checked in at the Easy Sleep Motel. Whatever it was called.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, they're going to put a quarter in the motherfucking bed. Remember that shit? Mm-hmm. Make this shit vibrate.
Mm-hmm. You ever been in one of them type of beds? I never been in one of them shits.
I mean, I've been in one of them type of hotels. I ain't never activated the bed. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you been in one of them with the actual quarter slot?
Yeah, you got a quarter slot on the side of the bed.
Yeah, I never been in that type of shit. Because I ain't going to lie to you. If I'm in that hotel, I'm going to put a quarter in. I got to see it through. I got to. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm already here. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? But,
So he over at the Easy Sleep, you know, trying to, you know, activate with his you know, neighborly lady.
Mm-hmm. And she's starting to, like, you know, she get a little rush out of the...
Right.
The thrill of maybe getting caught. She came over there with that frying pan.
Right, right.
Was, you know, doing a whole lot. Yeah.
Trying to, you know what I'm saying? But it's weird because the timing and transition, they didn't give it a lot of play to, you know what I'm saying, really flesh that relationship out. You know what I'm saying? All we ever seen them, we seen the first interactions and you seen them humping. But you don't get how they get from the thrill of being at the house to, I'm going to have to let you go. This ain't right. I'm going to let you go. That's my neighbor. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's crazy. So that was, you know what I'm saying?
All of a sudden.
Yeah, it went real fast. Like, you know what I'm saying? Okay, the man can't get it up. You know what I mean? You write him off right quick and you out of it, but you the one kind of set the whole thing up in that way. You know? So that was weird rush kind of scenario, but you know, old Mr. Charles went on back to the house, like, well, to the family, like, shit, let me go skate with my people since I'm good.
Let me go see old lady.
I'm free of Mabel. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of erectile dysfunction in the D. No pun intended. But I'm just saying it's a lot of cases going on.
Right, right.
But, all that Coney Island hot dogs, these niggas. Pause. So he come through with his little, with the sweater on, looking. I hope he took a shower. I'm hoping he showered up at the hotel.
That nigga came straight from the Easy Mo.
Yeah, wilding with the big ass receipt in the thing. I appreciated that how she spazzed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like. I like their dynamic as a couple.
Right.
You know, how they go through their ups and downs. It seems pretty well played. I'm curious what her next move is gonna be after this.
Mm-hmm.
You know. He looked crazy. He looked crazy. He'd been getting sloppy.
But the thing is, it's like funny how they you know, it's a little more layered. They write it a little more layered than it comes off at times. Because you got T in there with his old lady. They going through the thing. And then he got his new lady in there. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of sloppy action going on between them two Flannerys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
T and Charles. But Meech, of course, is always the smoothest operator. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Got it together. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He called everybody out. Nobody could call him out because he on top of it. You know what I'm saying? And then they just deposed Meech and the daddy after the mama walked out. Like, nigga.
Man. Go ahead.
Like, I'm about the only thing you got left, my nigga.
Yeah. You might as well come to the dark side.
Right.
I thought that was one of the funniest parts of that scene. If you watch it again, I don't know if you caught, but I watched that shit. That shit made me laugh. After, what's the mother's name? What's the mom's name? Loretta or Lorraine. Okay, when mom spazz on Charles and she step off and he just there looking real sad, you just see that nigga Meech skate on up. That shit is just so funny because that's just how he moved through life. He just be skating through the bullshit and he just skated up. That shit was just a funny little moment how that nigga just skated up to his pop's sadness. That shit, it was just a little sight gag to me. Made me laugh.
It rolled up and they had him all taller than his daddy. He ain't never been taller than his daddy, but he got skates all right. You know what I'm saying? He's just over him. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's
right.
Like,
right.
Yeah, nigga, I'm over you. You preach all that bullshit, nigga, but you're out here doing the bullshit, man.
Mm-hmm. Caught up.
So, you know. Mm. Oh, Mr. Charles.
Yeah, that was a bad one. What else happened?
Now he in the streets, though, so he probably could go get Mabel back.
Yeah, She ain't fucking with him
at all. Cause now you just a broke nigga that gotta go live in the efficiency.
She gonna be in the bathtub with Lamar.
Oh, back in the day, a studio apartment was an efficiency.
They called it an efficiency.
That's what you got. It's really like when you got a room in somebody's house. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, you got a little bathroom off the hall. Mm-hmm. Living in efficiency,
like SRO.
Right. Oh, so, yeah, like that. That's what my dad lived in, the efficiency. Where he got divorced.
Yeah, I remember he said that. Oh man. Yeah, ain't that, that's what he got. That's what he got, a plot and plan. You know how many plans is plotted in an efficiency?
Right, you some gotta reroute your life.
Yeah, nigga, that is the living equivalent of a whiteboard. A nigga got to go right on back and figure shit out in that bitch.
Right.
Like, damn, yeah, man. But, you know, what they say, a setback ain't nothing but a setup for a comeback. Right. You know, anyway. Oh, shit. Well, what else happened in this episode? So, yeah, Wanda almost fought, or was gonna hit Markeisha with a skate. That'd have been ill. Oh, B. Mickey tried to get the gun back out of, you know, Officer Friendly spot.
I thought your prediction of the son killing himself was going to be Mickey killing him.
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought that was probably what was going to happen. I thought at some point he was going to either have to kill the son or the son was going to kill. Something happened, but yeah, it kind of was a little uneventful, to be totally honest with you.
It came, it did nothing, but it's probably just setting up the violence that's going to ensue.
Now, do you think B. Mickey going... Well, it looked like, did you see the trailer for this week coming up?
I ain't see it. It didn't play at the end.
Oh, okay. And it played on my joint. It showed B. Mickey pulling a gun out on T. B. Mickey.
Actually, I did see that.
So we'll see what happens. Because, I mean, something going to have to happen with B. Mickey. And it feels like, unless Meech is playing him, it feel like Meech is giving B. Mickey a whole lot of rope. You know what I'm saying? Like, and, you know, it seemed like he kind of reassured him, like, you're going to be all right, don't worry about it, I'm still fucking with you. You still family, that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, what
but you say this shit in such a just old matter-of-fact way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know I got you. You know what I'm saying? Oh,
right.
You know what I'm saying? You know I got you.
And then showed it.
You know, it sounds like how he talked to everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He say the same shit to everybody.
That's how he move.
Word.
Skating. He'd be skating. And you almost can't truly tell, which I get. Maybe that shit worked for him. Because then the shot will have him say all that shit to B. Mickey. And then the shot will be on Meech, like, looking at this nigga B. Mickey. B. Mickey don't even see him looking at him. Mm-hmm. So you like... Is he sizing, like, is he thinking, I'm about to kill this nigga? You know what I mean? Like, it's leading me to believe what is going on. I'm just as confused as B. Mickey.
Right.
So, is that old Starsky and Hutch got it cracking. They finally, I guess they didn't have sex in the spot before. I thought they did.
That's what she said. She was like, that's a one-time thing. Like,
right. Well, I kiss. She said that kiss was a one-time thing. Yeah,
that kiss was a one-time thing.
Yeah, so then she was like, yo. Mm-hmm. That day started going bad.
They had that hot and heavy. They had that.
Put in the air. Yeah. I was like, okay. That shit, they went for it. They went for it on that one. What else happened? Anything else happened? K-9. What happened to K-9? He got arrested.
K-9 got popped.
Oh, he got killed.
In L.A. No, he got arrested in L.A.
Oh, he got arrested. Okay, they got
They got another new commander at the damn police station. I don't know if this is their version of the diversity hire, but golly. I mean, we don't care who the police commissioner is, but shit, why we need three different ones in two seasons?
I haven't been paying attention to how they been moving them out.
First it was the other person, then the lady came in, I'm taking over this organization.
All right.
Then the man came in, I'm taking over this organization.
Yeah.
And then the DEA, what's the name from Saturday Night Live?
Leslie Jones.
Yeah. Leslie Jones came in, nigga, I'm taking over all this shit. Yeah. She the one on the K-9 case. That's her case.
Right. And she definitely makes a bust, because remember at the beginning of the first episode, she arrests them, all them niggas sitting at the table. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that's where it all started. Remember that shit? Like, they all sitting at the table about to eat dinner together.
Oh, right. At T House, the old T that don't look like the young T.
Yeah. So I guess that shit is, it's going to be a while from now.
Right.
But she going, I think what else happened on this shit?
There was a little Lala in there. Oh, she showed up to the skate rink. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All that type of deal. She took him to the restaurant and ain't had nothing up under her coat. Gave him some little fake sex scene.
Uh-huh.
What else?
Well, high second, I thought she might have been setting him up, but
it felt that way, but
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I guess he a boss now. Remember, he slid up to the table. Tell your mans, I got the product for him.
Mm-hmm. Coming from me now. He got to get it from me. Yeah.
So he flexing. High school. So.
Oh, they deal with the niggas out in Cleveland. Remember?
Oh, yeah. I don't really understand the Cleveland storyline that much, but they just pop in and out trying to set up shop.
He'd like, be setting up anywhere, boy. He Ray Crocker this whole shit, boy.
If your ass gonna bring another city into play, goddamn, like, let's make some use of it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. It was funny. It was a funny scene, but it was just so funny because it's just like such propaganda where the Cleveland nigga finally come back and all them niggas are just sitting at the table counting money. Just counting the fuck out that money. That shit
slow as fuck.
Hell yeah, they getting into it, boy. They having so much fun counting money. You the only nigga in the room not counting money. How you feel, nigga? You ain't got no money in your hand to count. Look at us, nigga. We counting bills.
Niggas is the slowest money counting drug dealers I ever seen. He's counting that shit slow as fuck. 1, 2, 3. To not be using no money counters and shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If anybody want a reference on how a drug dealer count money, look up that little baby video of him counting money.
Buy at the jewelry store? Was that the one at the jewelry store?
Yeah. That's funny. Little baby been counting some money.
He did that shit quick.
That shit is not no brand new thing to little baby.
No, that's funny. Yeah, it was into it. It was real indulgent. That shit was so funny. So you want to sit at the table, huh, nigga? You want to count money, too? That shit was silly. Then also, he opened up the little car wash.
Yeah,
he got
the
niggas moving out the car wash.
Already got the police on their ass at the car wash.
Mm-hmm. So that's about to fall apart.
Yeah, I had to turn the subtitles on for that Cleveland part because I ain't really understand what they was, you know what I'm saying? All his pitches. Yeah. Not the pitch, but he was like, such and such name, you know, such and such. I'm like, man, I don't know what y'all talking about.
I just recognize my man from The Wire.
Yeah, y'all ain't bring this shit to, you know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't roll it out enough for us to follow along with the characters. But I'm riding with you now. We in Cleveland. We going to take over. You know what I'm saying?
You know what's funny as you say that? I think subconsciously, I might just opt out of certain storylines.
Right.
I could just realize, I'm like, I don't think this shit going nowhere. This shit is filler. I'm watching it, but I'm not remembering none of these characters. I don't think I'm going to see these niggas again. You know what I mean? Even though they tried to reference his cousin and shit, just don't set up my cousin. So who knows?
He's like, don't put my cousin in it and the other, I guess, the light-skinned nigga.
Yeah, don't put them on.
Yeah, don't put them on. Yeah, so they got the car wash. They pulled over the nigga coming out the big house, which, I mean, these niggas be solving cases like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, nigga, how you find the big house already? Just right up, straight up.
Right. They be falling into it. Their whole shit is dumb luck.
Right.
When it looks like this gonna work, it don't work, but then they just stumble into some shit that works.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
guess that's BMF this week. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Charles, you know what I'm saying, loses his lady.
Fucking up.
Lucille is her name. Lucille.
Lucille, yeah.
Lucille is
get the guitar.
Free to live life. You know what I'm saying? Nicole is traumatized by her brother and father. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They got to give Nicole something on this show because she's just
catching.
That's what she do. Yeah, she's reacting. L's,
you know what I'm saying? She's a good face actor out here. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Very upset.
Mm-hmm. T is trying to teach niggas how to drive. They didn't, you know what I'm saying? His driver got pulled over before he got out the goddamn shit.
Oh, right. With the little things. Yeah, don't pay with cash. Don't have a whole lot of jewelry on.
This nigga got
don't pee in the bottle. Yeah.
So, you know, T out here as a educational gangster. I guess that's it. You know what I'm saying? The police is doing the nasty. She revealed, you know, very easily that she'd been burning herself and shit, which is nobody thought that was weird.
Yeah, he was just cool with it. I guess he was like, well, let's look.
We all got shit.
As long as you ain't burned me. I definitely ain't used no rubber. But I don't think that shit was weird. And she don't really say why.
Right.
She just say it helps her deal with the pain. But, like, what's the backstory? Right. Yeah.
She said her sister, the death of her sister, some shit.
Okay. Yeah, again, man. See, I might have opted out of that. Yeah, I guess that's it.
Blackie on the mantle.
Oh yeah, Blackie dead.
Cremated
the dog. Put it up in old Mo house.
I now have all my family in under one roof.
Where is the kid at? Where's the daughter at? Where's
they
she
sent
at?
Sent her out when Lamar came back. You know what I'm saying?
But to who? The grandmother? Where they sent her?
I don't know, nigga.
Okay, yeah.
She went down south. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
She in Atlanta.
That's it.
There
you go, man. Well, shit, we could transform and roll out, nigga. All right, my nigga. Well, shit. Thank y'all for listening. You know, as always, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
Conversation.